It's good to finally meet you, trainer. Come, join me as I bask in the morning sun. Relaxing, is it not? All the soreness and stress melting away in the warm waters. I see you've been on a long journey, attempting to claim others of my kin. Your determination is admirable. You've danced upon my trail for days now, my unwitting partner in this delicate game of pursuit. Did it surprise you that I eluded you for so long? Espions are known to be gentle creatures, preferring the company of humans rather than solitude. Is that why you chased me? Did you want to feel the thrill of the hunter? Stalking, getting closer and closer to its prey. Until they finally cornered them. You've journeyed far into the depths of the forest to find me. Do you realize what you've done? Or were you too lost in the allure of the hunt? It is I who beckoned you towards me. I ensnared your naive mind the very first time you set your hungry eyes on me. The promise of my embrace, biting away at your thoughts for nights unending. You underestimate the power that courses through me, trainer. Just as you underestimate the danger of this encounter. Double edge, the balance between risk and reward. To challenge me is to dance on the edge of a precipice. Are you prepared to fall? Do not waste your breath, trainer. For I can sense your intentions woven into the fabric of your thoughts. I wonder, do you truly comprehend the depths of your desire? You seek to capture, to control.
But know that your intentions do not matter now. Only mine. I have tricked you into a room where I hold the strings, and all you can do is move according to my whims. I would never do anything you didn't desire, for that would cut the strings. I will simply show you what you've been hiding away all this time, buried deep into your psyche. I am in command, but I'm not a malevolent being. You can run, flee, find a more willing espion to capture, but you won't. Of that I'm certain. You're too curious of my lore, of my charm. You try to appear tough, but I will take down your defenses and show you a world you couldn't even dare to dream of.
I know your needs, your wants.
He's
you forgot. Let me in.
I see the concern on your face. Even confusion. But my baby doll, I see straight through you, darling. Your body and mind, laid bare for me to see, are telling a different tale. Tell me the truth. Looking down at you, your back against the rocks. I don't need to read your thoughts to know how much this power swap entices you. How much you crave my body. Droplets running down my curves. Wet violet fur glistening in the light. Kneel. Now, my crotch is right in line with your lips. Your mouth is not useful to me. I don't need your words. Take out your tongue and put it to good use. Yes. Yes, get in there. Show me that I didn't waste my time luring you out here. That's right. Show me that you're worth something. Look up at me. Keep your eyes on my belt. Don't slow down. You look so good down there. Completely entranced by my taste. My scent. It's intoxicating, is it not? Addicting even. It feels so good to have your mouth on my gut, right? Perhaps you need a helping hand in between your legs. So eager.
No.
You're not allowed to touch yourself. I told you. Oh, your intentions don't matter. Only mine. Keep your hands away from your needy bits. Or I'll whip them away with my tail. I told you not to slow down. Don't you want to please me? To be useful to me? To do what you're told? Perhaps I should grab your head. Press it deeper. Mm-hmm. You feel it, don't you?
Synchronize. The more you please me, the more pleasure you feel yourself. You see? Well, there's no need for you to please yourself. Just focus on me. If you want pleasure, you'll have to give it to me. Fuck. That's a spot. Keep going. Look at you. This is your place now. I'm the one in control. You serve me. Yes. This is where you belong. Below me are my claws against the back of your head. Mouth lapping my juices. The only thing in your mind. My pleasure. Yes, moan into me. Getting closer, huh? Yeah, me too, pet. Oh, that's it. That's it. You're doing so good. I'll just let go. Let go of your inhibitions. Let me in. Fucking yes! Yes! Yes, that's it. Yes! Fuck, keep going. Don't you stop. Don't you stop. Oh, you'll come too. Oh, you want that, right? Yes. Yes. Come with me, toy. Come with me. Fuck. Yes. Breathe in.
That I can please you like no one else. that you can let go. Let go of the shame, all the stress, all the worries. Clear your mind. There's nothing wrong with being a toy. So embrace it. Embrace me. Embrace pleasure. You know how good it will feel. You want more, don't you? Say the words. You want to please. You want to obey. You want to be a toy. You need it desperately.
Surface.
slowly rising, coming to the realization
that I will not give you
more. Covet not what you cannot possess, dear trainer. My body might be fleeing, but my presence is not. The mark I left in your mind will stay there for a long time, like a splinter lodged directly into your psyche, observing and enticing you when you play with yourself, keeping you warm on lonely nights,
visiting you in your dreams, frustrating you when you awake.
My sway over you will only grow with each day we spend apart. But fret not. My future sight tells me we will meet again, dear trainer. When you have almost forgotten me, I will find you again and remind you of your place. Will you be able to resist until then? Or will you desperately follow me until I wish to bless you with my attention?
So long, Tor.